So, good morning, everyone. Little thin on the ground today, but hey, it's just good to be family here, isn't it? And we're going to start by singing happy birthday to John, who's part of this family, although he can't be with us. So this is Bruce's dad, John. So let's sing. I'll do 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Wonderful. Have a lovely day, John. And good morning to Jean and Stuart and anyone who's listening online this morning. Obviously, Bruce and Eunice and Deborah and Graham are elsewhere this morning. So we say good morning to them as they hopefully listen to this later. So we're here to worship Jesus first and foremost. So I'll just pray before we begin. Oh, Jesus, we are so grateful to be here. We're so grateful to be your children. Grateful for all your blessings to us. Grateful that we have this place to meet in. Oh, Jesus, we have so much to thank you for. And as we listen to Rita's testimony in a little while, Lord, we will be reminded of all that you've done in her life and in our lives. So we now bring our worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to sing, Come, now is the time to worship. Now is the time to give your heart. Come just as you are to worship. Come just as you are before your God.
One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest.
Good morning, Richard, if you're watching this. I'm so nervous, I forgot all about you. Bless you, hope you're having a wonderful time. So we're going to sing. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. So, blessed assurance. that tune was chosen especially for you. There was a choice of two, and I thought you'd like that one. So now we're going to have a time of prayer. I'll come to that in a minute. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning in spirit and in truth. And we want to tell you how much we love you, how much we adore you. Lord, when we think of all that you have done for us in dying on the cross for our sin, our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Oh Lord, we thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit. We thank you that we have a new life because of you. Oh, we praise you and adore you, Lord. And we thank you that we have this opportunity to come together as family, to worship you together. Thank you that we are your children, and nothing can change that. Nothing can separate us from your love. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we pray for one another. And we pray and thank you that your Holy Spirit does dwell within each one of us. And that, Lord, we live according to your Holy Spirit. Lord, we're called to live to a high standard. And we can only do that with your Holy Spirit. But, Lord, thank you too that when we slip up, you are there. And we come to you and we share with you and we find peace in you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we want to pray for those who are unable to be with us because they are unwell. And also are doing other things today, are on holiday. But we pray for each and every one. And Lord, we particularly remember Richard and we pray for his eye. Lord Jesus, bring healing. In your name we ask for healing for his eye, that he would see more clearly. And we pray for Sarah, and we thank you for you sorting out the problem with her teeth. We know that she's been through quite a lot this last couple of weeks, but thank you that she's with us here today and has a beautiful smile. And we thank you for Jean and Stuart. And we pray for strength for Jean in looking after Stuart. And we pray for Stuart. Bring him your peace. Bring him your healing, Jesus. In your name, Lord. And Lord, we pray for John, for Bruce's dad. Bring him peace, Lord Jesus. Thank you that he knows you. Be with him in his grief, Jesus. Let him always know your presence with him. And we pray for Helen. Lord, we pray for a continued improvement in both her mental health and her physical health. Lord Jesus, be with her, be with Stan, as he would be anxious about her, and with Brian, as they love and pray for her. And we pray for April, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know her heart's desire is to be a mum. Lord, we pray for April. We pray healing right through her body, Lord Jesus. And we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. And I'm just going to, I literally received a prayer request as I arrived. And it's to say that a Dutch family came on holiday here from London. So they've been staying locally. The son, William, or Willem, who's age 20, fell off a cliff at Streetgate last Sunday. He sustained serious head injuries and he's needing brain surgery for swelling. And he has multiple other injuries. So as we pray for healing for Willem, that the brain surgery is successful and that he will come through this being back to who he was before. And we pray for his mother, Fleur, his father, Adrian, his brother Frederick and his sister Rosemary, as we can obviously understand how anxious they all are awaiting news. So we thank you, Jesus, that even though computers and phones can be a pain sometime, we are so grateful that we're able to know about this and can bring it before you with probably hundreds, thousands of Christians around the bay and Kingsbridge near where it happened and Dartmouth. Lord, we are grateful that this is able to happen and we can know to pray for Willem and his family. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. And we pray in your precious name. And Lord, we do pray for this country. We pray for wisdom for our government in their decision making. We pray for this world, Lord. We're not surprised at how things seem so upside down, because we know that we are in end times. But Lord, help us to be lights that shine in the darkness, and that we are your witnesses where we are, wherever we are. Let us be witnesses to your name and all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we're going to sing, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. And yet, of course, we celebrate that we are redeemed sinners. So we sing, I Stand Amazed.
Thank you.
So thank you to Richard for joining us on that one. Could you hear him? But it's no exchange, is it? We would prefer him here with a guitar. But thank you. It was great to have an extra voice there. Oh. So over to Robert for the reading.
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in death, like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body was ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you may obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Amen.
Amen.
And of course, the reading was from Romans 6, 1 to 14. Now, we're going to sing one of the songs that Rita's chosen today. And it's called, I'm Not Ashamed to Own My Lord or to Defend His Cause. Maintain the honour of his word, the glory of his cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
The cross.
Something about that, and no, I can't remember what it was. So it's now over to Rita. Coming over here, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Right, my testimony. As a child, I attended Sunday school at Westrow Baptist Church in Suffolk. But when I was about 13 years old, I stopped going as I thought that chapel was for really young children and old people. I later married Alan and we had two children, Terry and Julie. In 1979, we all moved to Plimstock in Plymouth. Several months later, my neighbour invited me to go to Plimstock Chapel with her, and I went. After a while, I started to attend regularly and found the members of that chapel so very friendly and helpful. At that time, I was lacking in self-confidence, which was found to be caused during my time as a young teenager. I felt unable to go shopping in Plymouth on my own, and if I went with my husband or friends, I had to be able to see them all the time. I had a moped while at Plimstock, but was not brave enough to go out of Plimstock. Neither did I apply for a motorcycle test, as I knew I would fail. After attending Plimstock Chapel on a regular basis, I started going to a Bible study at my dear friend Mary, at her house. And I remember on occasions thinking to myself, whatever am I doing here among these people who are talking about God? I felt I should not be there as I did not know Jesus. I now realize that God was causing his Holy Spirit to work in me at that time. I continued to go to Bible studies where I received much encouragement from those attending. In June 1983, at an evening service, three young police cadets were visiting to give their testimony. I didn't hear the first one, I just didn't connect at all. But the second one, he was giving his testimony and I listened intently. Sun was shining on me right through a window and I felt as if the sun was shining on me alone. As I listened, I understood clearly and I thought to myself, oh, I've not been really bad. I haven't done that much bad, many bad things. But then I realized that I was a sinner in God's sight, as I did not live the way he wanted me to live. I understood that he had provided Jesus as a way to forgive me. I rushed home and I went straight into my bedroom, got down on my knees and asked God to forgive my sin and asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart and to take over my life and show me the way he wanted me to live. A few weeks later, I went shopping in Plymouth on my own. I applied for my motorcycle driving license and passed first time without any lessons. A few years later, I took my driving test and passed first time. Since 1983, I have known that he is always with me and that he loves me as his own. After my coming to faith, my son Terry, my daughter Julie, my husband Alan, who just didn't want to know at one point, and my dear, dear mum, they all came to know the Lord as their personal saviour. Some friends in Wales as well, so I just praise God and thank him for what he's done in my life. The minister in Wales, he asked me to go with him to a service he was taking at another church, and he asked me if I'd like to go along and give my testimony. Well, that was the first time of speaking out. So I said, yeah, okay, Dan, I'll come. So I went, but strange thing was, I was nervous, but I stood there and a lot of people there, and in the front was this little lady, and she helped me so much only by agreeing with what I was saying. Well, so I thought. When I finished and I sat down, I looked across and she was still doing that, and she was still doing it at the end of the evening. But there you go, that helped me get through it. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Rita. It's just so encouraging, isn't it, to hear other people's stories of how they came to Jesus. It really is. And that how that must have felt when you were in that house group or listening to the police cadets and the sun shone through and then that light bulb moment, literally. Wow. Must have been amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, and that you've been such a witness as well. Wonderful. Oh, it just shows what Jesus can do in our lives, doesn't it? How he can change us. And yeah, and then even then, I was just thinking, you know, our sins are forgiven, but even though you were thinking in your mind, oh, well, I haven't been too bad a person. And that's what people think that it's about, don't they? They don't realise it's about Jesus dying on the cross for that sin. And we will, because of the Holy Spirit, live and serve him. But it's because, yeah, so it's not about good works. It's about just having him within us, receiving him within us and knowing the way to walk. And we don't always get it right. We don't. But that doesn't change anything. Nothing can separate us from his love. So thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Rita, for sharing. That was so encouraging. So I thought it was apt to follow that with I am a new creation, because that's exactly what Rita became, and we remain. If I can find it in here. Here we go. Okay, so I am a new creation. Whoops. No more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God I stand. That's the beginning of Romans 8, isn't it? We are not in condemnation. Don't ever let anyone tell you you are. This is another of Rita's chosen songs. She wanted to sing Trust and Obey. So trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. But thank you. The only way we can obey is knowing that it's all His Spirit within us. And what have we been doing since January? It's all about Jesus. So I'll just pray and then we'll do the grace. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for everyone who's here. Thank you for all those who couldn't be with us, but pray that they have been blessed where they are. And Lord, thank you for Rita's testimony. It is so encouraging to hear other people's stories of how you called them and how they accepted you as their Saviour. And Lord, help us to do more of that. Help us to go out into the world and share our testimonies that others might know that you are real. You are alive today and living in us. So thank you, Jesus. We worship you today for who you are and for all you've done in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's do the grace together. What a teeny circle. May the grace of our Lord.